Choose Health with holistic health life coach Linda LaCoux, offering you advice to choose a lifestyle that benefits your body and your mind. Insights that help you choose health.
Let's talk about skin. Winter weather is super harsh on the skin. The outdoor temperatures plummet, the wind is harsh, there's heat indoors. It's warm and inviting, but it's also drying and super irritating. Sweaters are great, but they make you itchy. There are so many things that affect your skin this time of year. Let's look at some things you can do to help your body's largest organ get through the winter without being completely miserable. First of all, healthy skin comes from within. Good food equates to good skin. Topical moisturizers will only get you so far if you're completely dehydrated and not eating good food. So, number one thing that you want to make sure of is that you're eating a really good variety of fruits, vegetables, organic meats, and drinking plenty of water. About 75% of adults walk around today being chronically dehydrated, and that's a pretty big number. So make sure that when you wake up in the morning, you have a bottle of water or a glass of water on your nightstand. Before you get out of bed, it has to be empty. That's one of the best ways to get your body drinking water in the morning. Throughout the day, if you can get your body to drink water in the morning, throughout the day, your body is much more likely to crave it. So make sure that you get that dose of H2O in the morning before you even get out of bed. Your skin is the largest organ of the body, and it consists of three layers of tissue: the epidermis, the dermis, and the subcutaneous layer. The epidermis is the paper-thin outer layer of skin. The outer layer of the epidermis consists of dead cells that are always flaking or washing off. These are replaced by new cells, manufactured in the lower portion of the epidermis, which move upward to the outside of the skin. As they do, the cells harden and die and then flake off. This cycle of cell production and replacement slows as we age. It takes about 28 days for the average middle-aged adult, and as we grow older, the skin cycle slows to 45 or 60 in our 40s and 50s, and it further slows down from between 60 to 90 days when we get to our 60s. As this process slows, dead cells accumulate on the surface of skin and can cause sagging and collapse of structure, or what we see as lines, wrinkles, and deeper folds. Bacteria can become trapped in between these layers of dead skin cells. This is what causes blemishes and breakouts. Discolored and irregular cells can also become trapped, causing spots, discoloration, and sometimes even more serious conditions. Let's face it, harsh winter weather sucks the moisture out of your skin, and that's further aggravated by heat sources like gas heat, fireplaces, and the heat you blast in your car so you don't freeze. Great skin starts with your food, like I said before. I know it's a big shocker, and I know you're surprised to hear that coming from me, but some of the best foods for your skin contain all kinds of good fats that your body can use to protect and moisturize your skin from within. Things like fatty fish, wild-caught salmon, herring, mackerel, avocados are all an amazing source of vitamin E and other healthy fats. Then there's walnuts and sunflower seeds that contain omega-3s, vitamin E as well. Currently in season right now are sweet potatoes that are an excellent source of beta-carotene, which your body converts to vitamin A, which helps keep your skin healthy and acts even as a natural sunblock. Another good one is broccoli. It's full of many vitamins and minerals important for skin health, including zinc, vitamin A, and vitamin C. It also contains lutein, a carotenoid that works like beta-carotene. Lutein protects your skin from oxidative damage, which can cause your skin to become dry and wrinkled. And if you need one more reason to eat chocolate, I'm going to give it to you. The effects of cocoa on your skin are pretty phenomenal. After 6 to 12 weeks of consuming cocoa powder high in antioxidants each day, participants in one study experienced thicker, more hydrated skin. Their skin was also less rough and scaly, less sensitive to sunburn, and had better blood flow, which brings more nutrients to your skin. Keep in mind, we're talking about high-quality dark chocolate that's organic, that doesn't have any crap in it. Make sure you choose your chocolate wisely, and if you don't, you can't blame me. You can combat your seasonal skin issues topically as well. Essential oils like lavender, myrrh, vetiver, frankincense, and helichrysum, just to name a few, have amazing benefits for helping your skin heal and protect itself. Remember to stay away from chemical irritants. Chemicals that our skin can't absorb stay on top of our skin and end up sitting between the layers of dead skin cells and can cause itching, burning, or even blistering. My personal go-to is any kind of one-ingredient moisturizer. Things like coconut oil, apricot kernel oil, shea butter, cocoa butter, or even olive oil will work just fine. If your moisturizer needs a boost, you can add any one of the essential oils I previously mentioned to it, and you're on the way to happier skin. If you need more advice on this, or want to know what might work for you, feel free to contact my office and we'll find something that works. During the winter months, the average person consumes more alcohol, sugar, and caffeine than the rest of the year. These food items have a noticeable effect on drying out the skin, and when you combine them with the indoor heat, winter wind, dry air, and all the other factors we've gone over, that extra warm-up on your coffee can be the straw that breaks the camel's back when it comes to your skin. So keep an eye on your beverages and make sure you drink plenty of water. If your body isn't hydrated, your skin doesn't stand a chance. Like we talked about before, have a bottle of water on your nightstand. You're not allowed to put anything else into your body until you finish it. Prior to each meal, drink a glass of water, and before you go to bed, have one more. If you're still thirsty, you can always drink more. If that's enough for you, then stick with it. Your body and your skin will thank you. Now that you're armed with the knowledge you need to stay hydrated, I hope that you can use this information to help you choose health in this chilly winter season.
This has been Choose Health with Linda LaCoux. Linda is a certified holistic health coach, bend instructor, and personal trainer with Life Support Holistic Health in Cookeville. She's available for your questions on Facebook and online at lifesupporthh.com.